Business meeting convened, and an extra pleasure is that Wally G. and George Vannoy are with us today. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. I come in light. It's important that you all recognize that. Dorma doesn't need to light up like some kind of a Christmas bulb or jingle her bells like Wally can do today. To recognize my presence. There is so much going on that I wouldn't want Ed Young to get started, quite frankly, because he's absolutely right. And we are completely absorbed in trying to get ones from the coast over to here, from down south up to here, and bring some security and stability to our people in some of these various areas. There are some things you should pay close attention to. Don't miss the news. Planes are coming down. Bombs are on board. Once again in Colombia, just exactly like Lockerbie, there were warnings to the FBI. They flew anyway, and they crashed. It's a miserable time. So when you're out and around, take care. Don't take risks. Just for the heck of it, oh well, God will take care of me. God will also let you die. Get your intelligence on straight. It is a free will planet, and God will let you do whatever you want to do. So use your heads. You're going to have to feel your way through the negative energy. They're like walls. They're like brick walls. You're not going to understand why you can't reach through to ones. People who are defending themselves and whatever guilt they may be bearing will get overbearing and they'll lie to you more. Both to confuse, to take the heat off another. You see, we have some interesting situations. And I want to go on record before anybody realizes that anybody around me can have information. But you're going to find in Rob's situation, it's got to be resolved. And that means that probably you should listen to my writing this morning to realize that I know what I'm doing. And you're going to have interesting tales told to you by ones who are trying to pull a big bunch of confusion over your sweet little eyes. Rob told Louise Bowman, the lender, that he was going to sell the tractor and all the paperwork was in order. Now, you're probably going to get all sorts of tales that Mike Blinston has the title. No, Rob sent the title with the trucker. Ed Cleary has the title. These are lies, and I'm sick of it. What kind of garbage is this? That someone would be telling these tales to try to fool somebody else. That's usury. Usage of another. So be careful what you hear and what you accept. But keep your ears and eyes open and you'll see exactly what is happening. And when ones say they are in contact with me and I am guiding their mission and they are doing this, I want you to turn right around and say, bullshit. You lying SOB. I'm tired of it, people. I'm tired of people stealing from us when we're struggling to do what we can. It's unacceptable. And to further use any ones of this group as their pounding person is unacceptable. And these people will try to put wedges in between you as couples, as friends, as workers. And if they will lie about the big things, they will lie about the little things. And there's no truth in them. Well, why do they act like this? Because they're guilty. Pure and simple. And they certainly don't want me to mention it. Well, I'm going to mention it. I do not work in the dark places. And I'm not going to wallow in the mud with them. Everybody's privacy is totally defended. And if you don't want to be labeled or to be brought into the light, then you better make sure your activities are worthy. Because I'll do it. I won't do it to anyone who doesn't first strike down our people. You have a world in total disintegration. And this day, you have ones willing to sacrifice your globe to win. Your globe is tilted. Your magnetic pole has shifted. And pretty soon, holding it is not going to be an option. But you look around and see where your world has moved. And see how much energy you would expect godly forces to pour into it, only to have you move this evil nonsense out into our place. It's not going to happen. And we have a job. We've got to get as many people informed as we can. And if mankind refuses, then he's gone. That's pure and simply the way it is. Stop pretending God is a pious goody-two-shoes who is going to snatch you out of your own way. That's not the name of the game. And he will always send his messengers to tell you how it is. And then it's up to you. It's up to you. And you have the capability, you have the talent, you have the willing hands to get this thing swinging around. And you have the option of doing it before it's too late. But you can look at the monkeys playing their games in Washington, D.C. today. Yanny, yanny, yanny. Who's being hurt? Them? Forget it. This is a ploy for time. Remember who the communists are, because they own your nation. Hook, line, and sinker. And you can know that the dragon has at least 10 heads. And they're all flailing at each other. So we must build up through. You don't have to believe in me, but you better get right with your relationship with God. Because confusion is no longer acceptable unless something is not fully laid forth that you can look at. Then you can be confused until you find the facts. We are supplying you with facts moment by moment now. If you refuse to read it, look at it, see it, that's your problem. I am going right on. Maybe if you would get ready to read it, we can cut some time. I am so appreciative to have you here, Wally. I don't know how you maintain your strength being at such a distance. But I'll tell you, son, we're going to do it. And it's going to just wipe away this world the way we do it. And I don't want to coerce anybody. I will not coerce anyone. I don't like to bribe anyone. But if mankind, including Hollywood mankind, cannot see the writing on the wall and want to participate, then we mustn't blame ourselves for a failure. Because all we can do is offer. So maybe if you would just read, so we can get on.
This is writing number one, December 22nd, or 21st, 1995. When the heart and soul weep, just get the crying towel. In the shadow of the lily, there may be nothing noted because of the beauty of the blossom. But life is there, surrounding all things, and therefore there is beauty, sorrow, all the things which offer life expression. As the hurts pile up and the heart is battered, I must attend these things, and today is Dharma's and EJ's turn for a bit of support. However, to take the time in our writing schedule, we must discuss it here in this manner that all might see and learn. Lawyers in Action. There was a lawyer who has worked with the Eckers for a very long time and is now in France, where he has changed his residence. When there was trouble with USNP, with Green, this Mr. Tipps acquired another supposedly more talented legal counsel regarding copyright law, so that Eckers then got to pay two lawyers rather than the one. But they were both paid. This second barrister was named Bruce Methven. He came to court without any preparation, save some old court rulings which were totally irrelevant, had not even seen the books in question, nor knew anything about the clients. Most of you know the rest of the story from getting a contempt charge against the Eckers for Green's indiscretion of selling prohibited books, to then leaving and turning his professional talents to Green and to helping US&P. He never got a release, conflict of interest, or any of the dandy things which are the law. After being fired through direct letters and through Mr. Tipps, he continued to send bills. The Bar Association had a telephone arbitration hearing where they assigned a judgment in favor of the lawyer. Surprise! The interest has continued to grow, and now the bill exceeds $7,000. Eckers have also been continually nagged about payment to Mr. Tipps after he no longer represents them, for services rendered or something to the new attorney, Mr. Gross. The outstanding balance on that bill is, as of now, is over $4,000. So Eckers have been putting aside Social Security sums to save, to be able to pay Mr. Tipps when he arrives in the United States next week. Fine so far? No, not really. And any of you who think this next can't be done in America had better think again. Mr. Tipps requires a check for his services, and therefore a bank account has to be utilized. So guess what? The Eckers' only bank account in the San Juan Bank was seized and stripped by the Methven Law Firm without warning, without prior notice. In fact, paperwork arrived deliberately after the fact. Now, readers, what kind of people would do such a thing? Obviously lawyers, and I fear any lawyers. These are the old people with nothing but Social Security, have no recourse, 3 days before Christmas, which wipes out Christmas of any kind, and the law firm thinks it clever and funny. The next fun and games came also on the yesterday, when finally the Institute had to have a meeting and ask the sheriff to please speak with Rod Enns to ask him to return the known items of his storage which are not his. He in turn threatened to have everyone in jail, including himself, before he would so much as speak about it. The sheriff told him that it looked serious to him and he could very well end up arrested and jailed. Rod thought and said that would be just fine. Where and when does responsibility stop? When is it unworthy to proceed? Ah, the choices which confront us are most often painful as we try to do that which is right. So what do? You balance as best you can. I suggest in the order of return of funds, Mr. Tips now has to wait. And for moreover, there will no longer be a bank account. The more painful thing is that the rent is not paid, the food not yet purchased, and now there is nothing. Perhaps, Dorma said, the lawyers need it worse than us. Perhaps Mr. Tips can retrieve his funds from Mr. Methven. At any rate, this is the way it has to be, for when a cup is empty, it must be refilled if there is to be drink. Mr. Ensign told the sheriff that he wouldn't give back anything until his stuff was returned to him. It is not known what stuff to which he refers, other than perhaps some scaffolding, crossbars, which have no value at any rate without the portion that he already has, so I am sure that is no problem. He has had access to anything, and did indeed refuse a walkthrough to determine what was his, etc. No one wants his things, nor to see him in jail. Why do people react in this manner? Guilt. It is a childish and typical tantrum approach to being confronted with truth. The side events, which really are painful, are the things that are thrust off on others. The point, readers, is to consider all things in proper perspective and objective view, as would a judge and jury, in open honesty, and make personal efforts to return anything that is actually the other party's. Then, when there is no balance gained, you have to act if you are in a responsible position, whether or not you like it. Is theft from the Institute a solitary damage, or do you who serve as decision makers fail to consider the loss at all? In this instance, Mr. Ens had blown the motor on the tractor, and the people from whom he purchased are going to now be stuck with great cost and loss to themselves, plus having to move it back to Idaho or Utah or wherever. Obviously, all the repair input into the equipment is also lost and now gone. If a man is on welfare, then there is little or no backup. So what do you do? Ah, the 64,000 question. For to let him win the theft game is condoning his actions, and yet to press his family into the position of his abuse is likewise non-constructive. Get the advisory board together and decide on the next step. Perhaps it is too late to get return or rectify damages, but perhaps the other items needed might be retrieved. You must make documentation with proper authorities in order to cover the corporations involved, and the accounting records must be accurate for future tax purposes. When we cut off our noses to spite our faces, we usually have to spend the rest of our time without a nose. Rod has told his Nevada agent back in September, October, that he was going to dump Challenge Met Corporation. No, I don't think so. He can't. He can abandon his charge, but his actions will more quickly catch up with him than in any other method of action, for he has to confront his indiscretions on a level of law that he thinks he doesn't have to face with his prior friends. Nobody told any of you that being responsible would be an easy task or a lovable job. Perhaps you, who have already tried to reason, might ask someone without direct input to speak with Rod. Perhaps Wally, L, or Nora, Jack T, and Sandy, or perhaps Teresa has the ear of Sandy. She should look at all the facts and the sheriff's input and speak to Sandy Ens if Rod will not listen. It is time for each of you fence sitters to consider your responsibility as made to God. If you cannot rise beyond the moment of insecurity of self when the facts are cut and dried, why think you that God will continue to provide service and safety to you? Ponder the possibilities here. It is choice time in many things, and of course the choices will be over the most confusing and ponderous issues. God does not put wimps and willy-nillies into his most important positions, and one party has no right to bring damage or loss to another through lies and secret dealings while using another's property with which to deal. Since Eckers seem to be the hate focus, I suggest EJ and Doris simply have nothing to do with the case from this point on, so that the issues can be considered otherwise. EJ and Doris are not the issue at all anyway. I am the issue, and I do not compromise truth or responsibility, and you cannot run or hide your actions from me. It is easy to fool the Eckers, but not about God or truth. Further, Rod Ensign can shout cult and drag every silly nitwit taunting into the very halls of injustice, and it will not change one iota of the truth of what has happened here. Others who are confused and fear to speak out because we would note them in the paper, I suggest you think about that carefully, for we do not have big secrets or hidden agendas, and if you do, it is worthy of consideration. If you threaten another by your actions or your grand but ignorant opinions, I suggest you look carefully at self and the thoughts you ponder to get even with assumed loved ones. You have nothing to get even about. So what is within you that clings to evil instead of light? Perhaps you had best find out, because the world will not attend your illness, but finally will leave you to strangle in your own undoing. Yes, indeed, there are some here with problems so buried in pain that they need help, and when that becomes too big a burden in your daily passage, I will help you. But you will ask, for there is no way to force help. Some would go to Mark Phyllis for help. Why? Do you suspect you have problems as a monarch mind warp? Everybody has problems, and everybody has problems with abuse and misuse as children, for there are many ways of abusing a child, and some of you who think you do not are now abusing them. Likewise, they learn to better abuse you. In every instance,
in fact, they learn it very, very quickly and very thoroughly.
In every instance, you get reflected back to you your own image. So if it be unpleasant, look again. Now please consider my place here in this mess. Do I teach truth and ask responsibility and then turn and allow others of the adversary's troops to stomp and destroy you who take responsibility and act in integrity? Well, I'll tell you right now that I will no longer tolerate allowing the problems and thieves who take from me to just go their way without note and with great gain from their thefts and transgressions. Forgiveness has nothing to do with it, for intent was not on an instant's notice. It always builds like the storm clouds, and the energy brightness turns black as those storm clouds and actions become more and more dark. If you won't see it, it is your problem. I see it and will not ignore it. As to the bank account, Dharma, perhaps you and EJ should consider saving enough to pay the rest of the false debt and allow Mr. Tips to wait longer, for this will be a monthly occasion by the Methven firm to harass you. I think enough has been accomplished to cause you to hearken up, and that is not a nice world out there. Please, people, this is what we are about. Getting somehow through this not nice world that abets, aids, and supports the thieves and liars and puts down the citizens until they are sucked dry. Brent, please pay attention, for Rod on tape was threatening you personally. He knows exactly how to hurt you, and it isn't through the bank balance. Every individual must look at what takes place before you, who won't even look at evidence, but listens to everything and everyone on the other side. Why? Why? People who are really confused find answers in factual outlay, not gossip or prattling. Why do people refuse to look and see? Ah, the question of the ages, and one which is certainly not unfamiliar to me. In every instance, we will find ones who are reaching out in all the wrong directions and places and are also looking for solace and security in all the wrong faces. You who are caught in this must face it squarely and stand strong when you know you stand in rightness, for giving in only brings more insecurity and hate for the one who wavers. Respect is gained only through right stance and accepting responsibility, and love is only built on respect. When a child is at risk, and all at risk are children inside, there must be the adult response in responsible position of others within the circle of interactions. Every instance of confusion or delusion has many participants. If the parent is sick within and allows, the respect goes from all around the circumstances. To simply give in for a moment of peace from the shouting does nothing save create the very action of more screaming and shouting, and finally the battle is lost and all are losers. But how do you know? You know. Don't tell me that you don't know, For you lie, and above all else, probably yourself. I know what is right, and wrongdoers know they are wrong. This is not a point of, quote, I'd rather be a princess or a prince at a dress-up ball. We speak of wrong and deliberately incorrect actions. People know when they do wrong and then compound their wrong actions with more. It is not something that sort of slips up on you. When a person with rightness realizes he has erred, he fixes it, repairs it, returns whatever he inadvertently took, and thus and so. He does not compound the issue through threats and finally some stupid false act of some kind of martyrdom he can claim as a silly focus in hopes it makes him look good, and he can claim he has somehow paid his debt, at least to society, so the truth and facts are lost in the show and tell. I must also share with you, readers, that these messages are pointed directly at my scribe, for it is how she responds that allows us to have direct discourse.
And she responded perfectly female yesterday. She looked at EJ, she started to cry, and she said, I may as well tell you, I am really angry at you for letting this happen. And from this moment, we maybe can come to some conclusion about it. So we're dealing with human structure here. Disappointment. All of the emotions that come for being had. And plus the, I knew better than that. Knew better than to try to do it this way. Well, it happened. All you can do after it happens is use what happened and either never allow it to happen again or wisen up and see how the consequences of that action can go back to the perpetrator. And in this instance, I believe that Rick Martin will have an incredible amount of additional help now in his suit. Does God get you? No, but neither do we not have some enjoyment in consequences coming back unto the ones who sent forth the problem. And if you cannot imagine your Father, Creator, enjoying you learning your lessons and bringing you up smartly, then you got the wrong God, I'm telling you now. You are talking about the energy creation element of a universe that works in perfect functioning order. And in any electrical explosion, anything that happens on the physics level brings its consequences. Every thought has its counter thought. Every thought puts into motion something. There is always cause and effect for everything, including thought. And when you act out these thoughts, and they're negative and against someone else, and they're done in the lie and in the cover-up, consequences are going to hit you. And they're going to hit you in kind. It's like bouncing back at you. And one wants to say, well, that's karma. I come back with all this karma. Then why did you do those things before? So that you have to have a guilty experience the next time too. Can you not throw off this garbage you carry? Wally's pretty practical about this, so I can, you know, I can yell during his visits. We spend a lot of time communing that he doesn't even understand. This is a gifted man. With a load like none of you carry to get accomplished. And George is hanging in there through hell and high water, man. The rest of us may have to do without things. They have to do without things too. And they have got to put something on a screen that will change a world's attitude. And they've got to do it in the rottenest, evil seat of living expression, Hollywood, California, amongst the Khazarian New World Order. And sometimes I think if we don't buffer the realization of the evil that actually goes on through these routings. We wrote just yesterday about this amazing pornography ring. And guess what? Your own president is part of it. How can you just let this soak in and not be sick? Well, God can heal, too. God can heal. And yet going out and picking up an Uzi machine gun and starting to shoot people that you perceive your enemy, you don't know who your enemy is, especially if you will not look. You've got to agree on truth. And you've got to be flexible enough, open enough, to let truth come before you. And it's not all right to allow people to pull you down and pull you down and pull you down, and you turn around and say, oh, it's okay. I guess I deserved it because of my karma. John literally had an idiot tell him that he had to suffer with what he was going through with Eleanor because he had been married to her in some past life and he had abused her. It's not all right, people. You are perceiving La La Land fantasy stories and letting it affect you. You are the perfection of God. Don't give God lesser from you. Stop putting yourselves down. I must be punished for something. Why? What have you done that you got to be punished so much? That you have to wallow around in punishment rather than perfection? Are you chicken? Chicken Little, the sky is falling and I must hide? You're all going to pray the mountains fall on you before it's over. But my people are going to stand on top of those mountains. Does everybody hear me? And I don't care who pulls away. There's no group here except bound in soul and intent for God. And I'm sick of everybody putting their little fluffy connotations on God. God would not speak this way. God would not treat me this way. God would not yell at me. This was one I really got. My God doesn't yell. Well, this one does. And if you don't get passionate about something worthwhile, you're going to go down. And once again, you will not have achieved what you pleaded to achieve. Now, it's time to grow up. The only ones who don't have to grow up are these kids. But you as adults better start making sure they have opportunity to grow up straight and strong and with a goal and direction. You're losing your youth. They have no goals. Why in the world would they even want to bother to live till tomorrow? What do you give them to cause them to want to live until tomorrow? You're so busy finding yourselves. Well, I guess you're lost. Get off your self-kick. Stop concerning with how that bothers me. How am I going to make it? When you start worrying about how your neighbor's going to make it and how your children are going to make it, they will make it and they will make you proud and you will be proud of yourself. You will be proud when you take a stand and just say, I don't want to hear anymore. You are speaking about my wife or my husband. I will not hear one more word. Because when you prattle, you are cheating on that other one. Well, but look, they did this to us and they did that to us. They did nothing to anyone. They are trying to protect the interests of a corporation of which all of you are participants. And when one says, they didn't hurt me, so I don't have to make a choice. Oh, yes, you do. Because there's not anybody in this room that is not hurt by any negative input that comes through here. And, of course, the wish is always that we can hit Dharma hard enough that she says, sir, I'm done. Which they do almost daily. So we go through our ritual. I'm done, sir. I resign. Fine. Just get up at 6:30 in the morning, please, and be down here. And then we'll discuss it. Well, you may as well ride a while before you storm out. You're human. And this one has the hiccups while being human. Oh, go ahead and read. I interrupt myself so often.
It is hard to be the focus of the whirlwind when she hardly leaves her corner except to speak for me. The pressures are constantly like the sword over the neck as to how to continue in a line of life of bashing and not let it surface as to my output. The facts are that these are as much her testings as anyone's. I can promise you this, readers. It is hard, but for every difficult notation, you people are the wind beneath our wings, and never a hurt comes that you out there don't instantly heal with your words and thoughts and actions. We could not go on without you, for you heal the rents in our very souls, and the body becomes extraneous. If our souls remain whole, all else becomes superfluous. And only a class lesson.
Come on, hick. Come on, let's hear you.
I think the commander cured Jeremy's hiccups. If our souls remain whole, all else becomes superfluous and only a class lesson in application along the way. It is when you fail to participate in the solving of your test questions and problems that you lose big. Rod himself said to me in a meeting one day, quote, I guess we need these lessons. Answer, you're getting them. His was flippant input to distract those present. I meant my response. People constantly want to play getcha games with me, and I find that okay, but unfortunately quite unfair and mismatched. I can see further and beyond you who would show me up for a false something or other. Sorry, my task is too great to allow the adversarial gamers to win at silly nonsense. I enjoy humor and nonsense as much or more than the next person, but I serve God, and God is going to win, and that means that as Kohan, teacher, I will also win. In contempt and evil practices, no matter how small, everyone involved, which is everyone and everything, loses. There is no joy in disciplining a wayward child or teaching a baby that he must not put his fingers in a light socket. But it is the responsibility of the teacher and parent to make sure he learns lest he electrocute himself. One cannot be given gifts for hurting another, or the hurts get bigger and bigger and bigger. A parent is frightened of his child and lacks the initiative for whatever personal reason and fails to get control of wrong behavior, and the child is lost, surely, but so too are the parents and other children within the circle. Parenting is the most difficult and challenging test of all tests to human species, for it encompasses all senses and responsibilities, and you are mine. My love is unlimited to each of you, and that means my responsibility is unto each and all of you, and I will not step aside when I see you bringing damage and critical harm to yourselves. The consequences of your actions will be met, for I will meet them with you, but not for you. You who think I am not real, fine. I would suggest, however, that you consider that very carefully, for when you kiss off me and mine, I leave you to your consequences. And when you take those who reside with you in thought or being, they are welcome to the same lessons. I don't have to do anything save leave you to yourself. And indeed, I will warn you that the train is approaching when you are on the tracks with it. But no, I won't snatch you away from your chosen intent. You readers and people simply do not understand the presence of God in that you somehow think yourselves a pawn in his game. No, you are pawns in your own game. God is constant. You are the wavering pendulum. I liken our people, any people, to, let us say, a battalion in the army. If one of the troopers steals some of the rations so that none can eat for the final 5 days of a skirmish in the field and sells them and then cuts out of the team, what have you? Well, that is what happens in society from the party who takes, shoplifts, something from the market to the grand theft bank robbery. Robber, you all pay for the loss. What if, in addition, someone else takes all the ammunition and you must go before the opposing army without help or shield? Is that okay because he didn't like the colonel in charge? What are you doing, people? Is this game just to choose up your druthers? Do you have the right to take from your neighbor because you think others will protect you in your unrighteousness? That is what truth is about, not the silly sounds coming from tongue and lips. I need to be elsewhere this morning, so could we please interrupt this? Since Wally G. will be here this afternoon, I think it would simplify things if we just had a brief meeting in the meeting room. Anyone who wishes to attend will be most welcome, as we need to discuss motion pictures and other topics which can't be handled too well by correspondence. Perhaps we simply need to refuel from time to time in a bit more closely related atmosphere. I don't wish to be hard, precious loves of my being, but I will meet my responsibilities head on and trust and hope that you are, as you offer to be, strong. I can carry you if needs be, but I will not sink with you just to keep you company. There are too many entities depending on us to do our job. Salut.
Thank you. There does need to be some discussion. Gene cannot be here. Where do you go from here when ones that you try to reason with will not and will dare you go ahead and put me in jail?